Lord, that today you call us to sit around your table.
主，我们何等的感恩！你今天呼召我们来坐在你的脚前。
And as we do so, and as we remember you, we go back to the source of everything.
我们也在这里思想，也知道我们的源泉在哪里。
We confess that that source is nothing else but your own blessed person.
我们知道那源泉就是主你亲爱的自己。
That by giving yourself on that cross, by shedding your blood, Lord, you bought us to yourself.
是那位在十字架上为我们舍命流血付上赎价买赎我们的。
And you became the church's one foundation.
你也成为教会唯一的根基。
Lord, we are so grateful that we can come and acknowledge those things in worship and adoration before you.
哦，主，我们实在在敬拜中来思想这件事情。
But now, Lord, as we meditate in your word, we again turn to you.
哦、主，我们现在来读你话语的时候，我们还是思想你。
We want to acknowledge very clearly that without you we can do nothing.
我们是来承认，若不是靠着你，我们什么都不能做。
And because of that, we pray that you would impart something of yourself in this time.
我们也求你把你的自己充满在这一段时间。
Oh, how we pray, Lord, that there will be that spirit of Mary.That sat down at your feet and listened to your word.
给我们玛利亚的灵能够坐在你的脚前听你。
Oh, for worshipful hearts that receive the living word from the Master Himself.
让我们能够带着敬拜的心从我们的主那里得着那活的话语。
Would you give that heart to each one of us?
求主把这样的心给我们每一位。
Not only to the one that speaks or the one that translates, but to every one of us that we may sit together.At your feet, dear Lord.
无论是讲的、是翻的、是听的，都能够一同坐在你的脚前。
And we pray that according to your good will, Lord, you would use this time as you see fit.
哦，主也按着你自己的喜悦，你来使用这段时间。
Oh, cause, Lord, our blind eyes to see.
让我们那盲眼可以开。
Draw us to your blessed person in a deeper way.
把我们更深地吸引到你自己那可爱的身边。
We ask these things, Lord, for your own glory.
我们不奉你的荣耀，我们这样求。
And we pray them in Jesus' precious name.
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. I'd like to read this morning from Matthew chapter 16.
我们一同打开马太福音十六章。
We'll read just four verses.
我们一同来读，这里有四节。
A very, very well-known passage.
非常熟悉的经文。
The so-called confession of the Apostle Peter.
那我们通常也称之为彼得的认信。
And we'll start from verse 16.
从十六节开始。
Simon Peter answered, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said to him,Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it.
十六节，西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。耶稣对他说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的，只是你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
If you jump a little ahead, verse 21.
我们再看二十一节。
From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples,that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised up on the third day.
21节，从此耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去，受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。
And Ephesians chapter 5.
我们再翻到以弗所书。
You want to start from verse 25.
以弗所书五章。25节
Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ has loved the church and gave himself up for her, so that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, and he might present to himself the church in all her glory, having no spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she would be holy and blameless.
5章25节 你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己，要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是洁圣洁，没有瑕疵的。
Verse 28. So husbands ought to also love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his own wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh.But nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ also does the church, also because we are members of his body.
28节，丈夫也当照样爱妻子，如同爱自己的身子，爱妻子便是爱自己了。从来没有人恨恶自己的身子，总是保养顾惜，正像基督待教会一样，因我们是他身上的肢体。
Verse 31.For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and shall be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is great, but I am speaking with reference to Christ and the church.
为这缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体，这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督和教会说的。
So we just read this familiar passage ofThe confession of Peter in Caesarea Philippi.
我们刚刚读的是在凯撒利亚菲利比彼得的任信。
This passage is uniquely important in Scripture.
在圣经当中，这实在是很特殊、很重要的一段。
And there are many, many reasons for that.
有许许多多的原因。
So this morning, I just want to point one or two of those reasons.
那我今天早晨只能讲到一两点。
For starters,This is the first time in the New Testament that the word church is used.
我们可以说，那这是新约中第一次使用了教会这个词。
In fact, that word is only used two times in all the Gospels, in the four Gospels, just two times.
其实在四本福音书当中，教会这个词只被使用了两次。
This is the first time. The other one is Matthew chapter 18, and that's it.
那这是第一次，第二次就是在马太福音的十八章。
Of course, in the epistles and in Acts,is going to be used many times.
我们知道在书信在使徒行传中会被使用许多次。
But being the first time in the New Testament that is used, immediately it gives some importance. It should be eye-opening to us. You should stop and say, oops, we have something here.
但我们在新约中第一次读到教会这个词，我想马上就能吸引我们的注意说，哦，这有一个新的事情在发生。
But perhaps even more importantly, this is the first occasion,Or is, I should say, the occasion when our Lord Jesus, in his earthly life, he states himself explicitly the purpose for his coming to this earth.
那同时，我想更重要的是，这是主耶稣在肉身里面，他第一，他清楚地说到他来到这个世上的目的。
Our Lord says, "I will build my church."
他就说，我要建造我的教会。
Now, perhaps some of you are saying, hey, wait a sec.
那可能有的人说、啊、
this,
什么
this is the only time our Lord Jesus states his purpose?
这是主唯一一次讲到他来自世上的目的吗
I can think myself in other places where he states also why he came to this earth.
是你可能会想到在其他的经文也有提到主他说他来到世上的目的
Let me give you some examples. In the very book of Matthew, in chapter 20,Very famous passage.
那我想我也知道，我们可以提到几处，比如说马太二十章
20 verse 28.
二十章二十八节。
Didn't the Lord say, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and give his life a ransom for many?
那里说，正如人子来，不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做许多人的赎价。
A statement of purpose. He came to give his life a ransom for many. For sure.
是的，这是主讲到他来的目的。
How about Luke chapter 19, the very famous verse. At the end of the story of Zacchaeus.
然后在路加福音的十九章那里。
In verse 10, our Lord says, For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost.
第十节那里主说，人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
But in a way, there is a difference between those instances like Matthew 20, Luke 19,And what is happening in Caesarea Philippi, and I would like to try to point it to you.
那我想指出的是这两处与我们之前读到的在凯撒菲利比所发生的事情是有所不同。
Because when our Lord says that he came to give his life a ransom for many, to save and to seek and save the lost, in a way, You could say that that is the negative side of his purpose.
因为我想说的是，当主说他要来舍命做多人的赎价，或者说他来要寻找失丧的人，这都是一种负面的他来的意义。
Is the preparatory side of his purpose.
或者说是为了预备一个更大的目的。
In other words, before he can get to what he positively came to do, I will build my church, he has to deal with a huge problem.
就是他要来成就他的意思，那个积极正面的建造我的教会的这个意思之前，他要先面对解决一些问题。
The problem of our sin.
就是我们罪的问题。
He has to give his life a ransom for many.
他必须要舍命做多人的赎价。
He has to seek and find that which was lost.
他要先寻找拯救那失丧的人。
Lost because of sin.
那失丧就是因着罪。
But then the question becomes, okay, but once he finds the lost, what is he going to do with them?
所以这自然的一个问题是，他找着那些失丧的人之后，他要做什么呢？
What is he going to do with those that experience remission of sins in his blood?
那些因着他的罪，他因着他的宝血罪已得赎的人，他要带他们做什么呢？
And the answer very simply is Caesarea Philippi, I will build.Church.
那这个答案就在凯撒菲利比那里说，我要建造我的教会。
You could call this the positive side of his purpose.
我们可以称之为这是正面的他的来的目的。
Now, as many of you, I'm sure, heard during the last various weeks in prayer meetings.
那我想大家可能在特别是祷告聚会中已经听到。
We've been sensing for some time already that the Lord is leading us.To consider a new theme in the second hour of our Sundays.
就是主带领我们带一个信息的一个新的主题。
And we believe that these words, I will build my church, in some way sum up that theme, that which we believe the Lord wants to lead us and consider together.
那我们也相信啊，这节经文说我要建造我的教会，就把主要啊能够说出主要带我们最这一阶段的一个意思。
Now something.This morning, I cannot be very ambitious, which usually I am, and I never succeed, of course.
我通常讲到都有很多的想法，但基本都没办法讲完。
But there is something that really is in my heart as I've been considering this verse.
当我来想这些经文的时候。
And that is the greatness of this declaration of intention of the Lord Jesus. The vastness.Of his purpose, of what he came to do.
我想能至少传达出来的就是让我们看到主他这句话，他这个意思是何等的大。
Now think about it just for a second.
我们这样来思想。
If this is the purpose for what he came to this earth,
如果这就是我们主耶稣来到这世上的目的。
How big is this matter? How great it is.
那这节经文它的关系是何等的大呢？
So today,Maybe we can call this just an initial exploration, an initial introduction to this vast, vast, way beyond us matter, to be frank.
所以我盼望今天的信息只是一个引导，一个开头，让我们来思想这是这么大，这么大的这个主的这个意思。
My prayer is that the Lord may grant us to see something, even if it's a little bit of something so immense, oh, is a lot.That he may grant us to see it together.
哦，这虽然这是一个这样大的一个题目，但我的祷告就是主能够开我们的眼睛，能够来看向他。
The immensity of what he is after in your life and in mine, even to build his church.
能明白主在你我身上他所要得着的是何等大的目的。
Now, let me just say this. This statement of the Lord, actually the whole dialogue in Caesarea Philippi,All the statements there, at the same time, they are very rich and very, very condensed.
我们知道这里在凯撒菲利比，这是主和彼得的一段对话，它是非常的丰富又非常的浓缩。
Everything is full of riches, but in concentrated form.
每一点都是那样的有意义，但又同时是浓缩在这一小段里面。
And every single sentence in the whole dialogue needs some sort of unpacking.
所以说，他们对话中的每一句话都有很 好几层的意思。
I believe that there is a background from the Old Testament that can help us open up the meaning of what is happening in Caesarea Philippi.
那我想也有一个旧约的背景能够帮助我们来打开这个对话。
And that background is the formation of Eve.
那这个背景就是神造夏娃。
And that's a story which is very familiar again. We are not going to read everything, but you can find it in Genesis at the end of chapter 2.
我想我们都熟悉那个故事就是在创世纪二章的末了。
From verse 18 to the end of the chapter, 7 or 8 verses.
在十八节开始的经文。
Now, one of the reasons that that passage is directly correlated with Caesarea Philippi, the dialogue between Peter and our Lord Jesus, is because that's the first time in the Bible that the word build, that verb, to build, is being used.
这一段创造的故事与凯撒菲利比的主与彼得对话是这样紧密联系，有一个关键就在于在创世纪的那个故事里面也是建造这个字第一次被使用。
Now that may sound strange to most of us.
我想许多人听来会觉得奇怪。
Because I never ran into any translation that uses the word build in Genesis chapter 2. Maybe yours is more literal and uses it. I never ran into that.
因为可能你从来没有读到任何一个翻译版本在二章，创世纪的二章那里是用建造这个词。
But just to give you a sense of what I mean. In the original verse, chapter 2 verse 22,
但是其实在原文二章二十二节
Maybe I'll read starting from 21. It says, So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon man, and he slept. Then he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh at that place. The Lord God fashioned, my translation, into a woman, the rib which he had taken from the man, and brought her to the man.
我从二十一节开始读，耶和华使他沉睡，他就睡了。于是取下他的一条肋骨，又把肉合起来。耶和华神就用那人身上所取的肋骨，造成一个女人，领他到那人跟前。
And there are two things in this passage which, unfortunately, most translations miss.
那我想大多数的翻译都会把一些细节忽略掉。
The first one is that word "build" in the original Hebrew, which is not in most translations. Maybe it's in yours in Mandarin. I don't know.
It's "build."
It's built. There you go.
But not building, buildings built.
Fair enough. Okay, and that's so easy, right? Because my work is much simpler now. So you have it right in your translation. Mine says, so the Lord caused, verse 21, the Lord fashioned a woman. In the original, the Lord built a woman.
Well,这里说造成一个女人，那有不同的翻译，但是其实也是建造的那个造。
Now, there is a second word that is also in most translations. It's not great, but now I'm sure that yours is better than mine. When it says that the Lord took a rib from Adam's side, what do you have?
A rib.
A rib, okay, no. It actually says that the Lord took something from the side of Adam. It doesn't say that it's a rib, something.
那第二个细节就是这里都说取下他从亚当取下一条肋骨，但其实原文就是从他的身边他取了一个东西。
Now, both of those things are quite important if you want to really get into the meaning of what's happening in Caesarea Philippi and what it means, I will build my church.
那其实这两个细节都与凯撒菲利比的那段对话是有很深的关系，也能够帮助我们理解主说我要建造我的教会的意思。
See, in Ephesians 5, Paul tells quite clearly that the story of Eve being formed is a type of the church.
因为在以弗所五章那里保罗清楚地告诉我们夏娃的被造其实是一个预表。
In fact, you have like two levels there of indirection in a way.
这里有两层的意思。
Husbands and wives, that's the main thing that he's dealing with.
在以弗所五章那里保罗主要讲到的是夫妻之间的关系。
Husbands must love their wives.
丈夫要爱妻子。
Wives, submit to your husbands.
妻子要顺服丈夫。
But why?
但是为什么呢?
Oh, because Christ loved the church, and the church submits to Christ.
因为基督爱教会，教会顺服基督。
So that's the first parallel.
这是第一个的平行对比。
That initial story of Adam and Eve reflects in some ways what happens between Christ and the church.
所以亚当和夏娃的故事在幕后，在这里，基督和教会当中也再次显出来。
Or I should say it the other way around. what happens with Christ and the church is the pattern for what should be a relationship at home.
或许我应该倒过来说，就是基督和教会的关系，才应当是亚当夏娃关系的这个原本。
But after saying that, Paul goes back all the way to Genesis.
但是保罗说到这里之后，他又回到了创世纪。
And he tells us that the story of Adam and Eve somehow is also a shadow.
他就讲到亚当和夏娃的故事也是一个影儿。
It's a picture, a type of something much larger. It's a true story, for sure. Don't get me wrong. It's not a fable. But it's at the same time that is a true story. It foreshadows something much larger than the story in itself.
就讲到亚当和夏娃是的，这是真实所发生的事，但也不过还是一幅图画，一个预表，要表明一个更大的事。
It speaks of Christ and His church.
就是讲到基督和他的教会。
It will shed light on this matter of I will build my church because Eve is being built and in a way she represents the church.
就是让我们看到一点的亮光，在主说我要建造我的教会的时候，同时我们思想到夏娃她也是被造的，她也要让我们看到
In fact, there are many elements in that story of Eve being formed that will foreshadow this matter of how the church comes into being. I'll mention some of those things. And each one of them, you'll find that it's fulfilled in the New Testament.
那我想提到几点，那这些也都可能在新约当中被我们看出来。
Did you realize that the story begins with a divine purpose, a divine intention being declared?
是否我们首先看到在这些事的起头都是一个神圣的旨意，神圣的意思？
What is that divine purpose that is declared in the story in Genesis 2?
在创世纪二章这一开始就宣告出来的这神圣的意思是什么呢？
God says, it is not good for man to be alone.
就是耶和华神说，那人独居不好。
I will make him a counterpart.
我要为他造一个配偶。
That is the divine intention, the divine purpose that is stated right away.
这就是一开始所发表出来的一个神圣的意思。
And then in order to carry out that purpose, a series of things happen.
为了使这个旨意能够通行成就，有一些事就要发生。
The Lord brings a deep sleep upon Adam.
这里神使亚当沉睡。
And while he's sleeping, he takes something from his side. It doesn't say it's a rib, it's just, I'll leave it as something.
他就睡了，于是他就从他的身旁取了一个东西，这个并不是一定说是一个肋骨。
And out of that something, the Lord builds a woman, Eve.
而从这取下来的，神造了一个女人。
Now come to the New Testament and see how that is fulfilled, item by item.
如果我们翻到新约，我们就看到这是一条一条的被成就。
Go to 2 Timothy chapter 1.
我们可以翻到提摩太后书第一章。
This is what Paul says in verse 9.
第一节,
He's saying that God has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was granted to us in Christ from eternal ages.
提摩太后书二章，一章九节，神救了我们，以圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典。这恩典是万古之先，在基督耶稣里赐给我们的。So
if you're going to ask, where is the church, when is the church conceived? When she begins in conception, what is your answer?
所以如果问你一个问题，这个教会是什么时候有了这个意思，有了教会的一个出现？
Oh, the answer is not the day of Pentecost. I think that's the birth of the church, yes.
或者说这个教会如果像一个怀胎一样，它是什么时候产生的呢？ 如果你说五旬节，那是教会出生诞生的那一日。
But that's not the origin of it. It's just when she's being manifested. She was conceived way before that.
那其实我们说是的，是教会是那一天显出来，但是教会的起初并不是在那里。
When?
是什么？是哪里？
Before times eternal, as some translations have it.
那就是万古之先，就是永远的以先。
That's when God called us. Even before we existed, oh, He knew it very well, we would. That the church would come to being, and He purposed that purpose. even before anything existed.
甚至可以说就是也就是说在我们这些人成形以先他就以圣召召我们。
Let me give you another passage, because there are many. I just can't give you a sample of this.
那还有许多处的经文也讲到这一点。
Ephesians, which is the book of the church. If you want to study the church, oh, you need to study Ephesians. I trust you will be reading it in the days ahead.
那我们可以再翻回以弗所书。以弗所书实在是讲到教会的一本书信。我也相信之后的我们会不断的翻到以弗所书。
Now, in chapter 3, listen to what Paul says. I'll read two verses, 10 and 11.
三章十节十一节
He says, so that the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known through the church to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was in accordance with the eternal purpose which he carried out in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
以弗所书三章十节，我要借着教会使天上执政的、掌权的，现在得知神百般的智慧。这是照神从万事以前，在我们主耶稣基督、主基督耶稣里所定的旨意。
So you see, two things are being said here.
所以这里你看到两点。
First, that God had a purpose that was eternal. You cannot pinpoint it in time. It goes back to eternity, and that purpose was centered in His Son. That's verse 11.
就是十一节让我们看到这是神在万事以前的旨意就是在时间之前的一件事情然后这个旨意的中心是在主基督耶稣里
But now, in verse 10, he kind of spells out a little more that purpose.
然后第十节他其实解释了这个旨意
He tells us that for his son to be expressed in this whole universe, because his purpose is centered in him, he chose to have a vessel, a corporate entity, the church,Through whom the Lord Jesus would be expressed.
就是是的神的旨意是在主基督耶稣里要是主基督耶稣在这全宇宙中得着彰显神拣选了一个器皿就是教会要来把基督发表出来。
When did this happen?
而这是什么时候发生的呢?
Before times eternal.
这个旨意是在万事以前。
If you go back to the story of Adam and Eve, you could say that God,The Trinity. In times eternal, they said, it's not good for my son. That's the father's determination. It's not good for him to remain alone. I'll give him a companion.
我们回到那创造的故事，我们也同样看到，在三位一体的神里面有一个宣告，父神在那里宣告说，那人独居不好，他的爱子独居不好。
And that's, brothers and sisters, that is when the church is conceived in the heart of God. When you and I...Think about it for a sec. Before anything was made, you and I conceived in the heart of God to express the Lord Jesus.
这个旨意是在我们之前，在我们成形之前，甚至在万有之前，神就有这个旨意为着他的儿子。
Do you know now what I mean? That when I say that we are touching something that is too vast.It's too immense, perhaps way more than our poor minds can apprehend.
所以你是否能够像我一样来想到，哦，我们可能我们这个脑袋都没有办法完全的明白，这是一个何等大的事，一个何等长久伟大的事。
No, that's just the purpose, just the beginning, just the conception of the church.
而这不过是这个旨意一开始的成就。
But now think on the other parallels in the story.
那另外一个这两个故事之间的联系。
First, God says,It's not good for man to be alone. That's the purpose.
是的，神的旨意这里说，那人独居不好。
But now he's going to carry out that purpose.
然后他要把这个旨意行出来。
And he puts Adam to sleep.
他就使亚当沉睡。
Now think on our Lord Jesus, which in a way, he's a counterpart. He's the last Adam, the second man.
那我们也想到我们的主耶稣，圣经也提到他是末后的亚当。
Do we realize how our Lord Jesus also...Was put to sleep.
那是否你也知道，主耶稣他也沉睡了。
But as our dear brother Kong, he so often he would tell us.
我们的江弟兄他常常提到
，There is a very clear difference between Adam being put to sleep and when Jesus, our Lord, was put to sleep on the cross.
就是当耶和华使亚当沉睡，与主耶稣在十字架上沉睡，这两者中有很大的不同。
Because Adam's sleep. Is something painless. Is something, is just a sleep. And there is a surgery that is happening, taking something from his side that in a way is something painless as well.
就是在亚当的沉睡里面，我们可以说他是没有痛苦的，他就是睡了。
Oh, but when our Lord Jesus was put to sleep on that cross,
但是当神使主耶稣在十字架上沉睡的时候，
Who can ever tell the agony of that sleep that he went through so that the church may be formed?
那有谁能够明白他所经历的痛苦，他沉睡好使教会能够诞生。
And you remember, our Lord, God takes something out of Adam from his side.
那我们也知道神从亚当的这个肋旁取了一些。
But on the cross, the Apostle John, he tells us that after our Lord Jesus had died, there was one soldier around that wanted to make sure that he died.
那我们的主耶稣，我们也知道使徒约翰告诉我们，当主耶稣挂在十字架上的时候，有一个兵丁要确认主耶稣已经死了。
He took his spear and he thrusted his spear on the side of our Lord Jesus.
就拿枪砸主耶稣的肋旁。
And he very carefully, very intentionally, he says, "Oh, I saw that, and blood and water, they came forth." From the side of the Lord Jesus.
那他很清楚地写到，我看见这枪扎到主耶稣，有血和水流出。
Do you see something coming out of him from his side?
所以从他的肋旁有一些东西被取出来。
Brothers and sisters, if we were to ask, what is the church made of?
所以如果弟兄姊妹们，我问你，教会是怎么，是如何被造成的？
Let's start from Eve. What is Eve?Made of. What's the answer?
应该说是被他所建造的材料是什么？那或者说夏娃是由什么造成的？
It's the easiest answer in the world. Just one word.
那我想这个答案很简单，就是一个字。
She's made of Adam. That's it.
那就是夏娃，她是亚当所造的。
The only material that went into the formation of Eve.Was Adam. Whatever the Lord took out of the side of Adam, that's it, is the material out of which he formed, he shaped.
就是夏娃她的这个材建所被她建造的这个材料就是亚当从亚当身上所取出来的造成的夏娃。
Now take this to the Lord Jesus and the church.
那我们思想主耶稣和他的教会。
What is the material out of which the church is formed?
那教会建造的材料又是什么?
Christ and Christ alone, nothing more. Whatever came from his side that forms the church.
那就是基督，唯有基督。
Now two things came out of the side of the Lord, as John tells us.
那约翰也告诉我们，我们主耶稣的肋旁有血和水流出来。
Water and blood.
血和水。
Now, as we know, blood in Scripture always speaks of remission of sins.
那我们知道圣经告诉我们血是讲到它赎罪。
Without the shedding of blood, there can be no remission. Hebrews chapter 7.
希伯来书那里告诉我们没有血就没有赦罪。
How about water?
那水是什么呢?
Always a symbol of life.
水总是讲到生命。
The waters of living waters that our Lord promises to give.
我们的主他也告诉我们，他要给我们活水，就是生命。
Brothers and sisters, that's what forms the church.
而这就是建造教会的材料。
And both of those things, they come out of the Lord Jesus.
而这血和水都是从我们的主耶稣身上出来的。
Blood for the remission of our sins, our forgiveness.
血来赦我们的罪。
Water for our life.Even eternal life.
水来成为我们的生命，是永远的生命。
Now, let me just say one more thing before we move on.
我们往下讲之前，我想再提到一点。
I believe that it's in this point that this new thing that we believe the Lord is leading us to consider, I will build my church, in a way merges with the old thing that we have been considering for a while, the love of God.
就是我想我们这个新的主题主要建造他的教会，其实和我们上一个主题就是神的爱是相关联的。
Because if the church comes out of Christ, out of what came from his side, most likely from just below his heart, that's where the church comes from.
因为我们也说到，教会是从主耶稣的这个肋旁出来的，那肋旁其实就是在他的心下面一点。
In a way, we can say that the church is just the result, the product of the Lord Jesus, of the love of God, but the love of God the Son.
换句话说，教会的出现其实就是他爱的结果。
Listen again to Ephesians 5, which we read. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her.
对，我们再读以弗所书五章二十五节，你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Brothers and sisters, that's our origin.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是我们的起初。
The love of Christ.
就是基督他的爱。
What came from his side.
从他的肋旁出来。
That's the only material that ever will form the church.
成为凡建造教会的唯一的材料。
I will build my church.
我要建造我的教会。
But at this point, we want to ask a question.
那我们还想问一个问题。
What exactly then is the church?
那教会到底是什么?
What is her essential nature?
教会的这个本质到底是什么?
And again, I think that we already hinted to this, but I'll be a little more explicit.
那想我想我们已经提到但我想更清楚的来讲明
The story of the formation of Eve is again a key here.
就是这个亚娃夏娃被造的故事同样是一把钥匙
Because if you want to ask, what is the nature of the church? How do you define that?
我们要怎么定义教会的本质?
I think we can never forget the type.
那我们不能忘记这个预表
Just as Eve, if you were to ask, okay, what exactly is Eve?
就像我们如果问夏娃到底是什么
She's Adam.
是的，她是夏，她是亚丹。
And by the way, Adam realized that right away, didn't he?
并且我们看亚丹很马上就明白这一点。
It's the first poem in the Bible.
这是圣经中的第一首诗歌。
When she looks at her, and of course, the whole story goes at first, the Lord gave him a task, a very big task.
当然我们知道前后文里面，神首先给亚当一个很大的考验。
You're going to name the animals. Wow. Some task, huh?
就是你要把这些给这些走百兽命名。
And of course, in the process, it's obvious that kind of Adam is realizing, wait a second, there's a lion and a lioness, there's a tiger, there's always a male and a female and a correspondence, but where is my correspondent?
神给亚当这个工作，他去要给百兽命名的时候，他可能就在那里思想，无论是这些老虎、狮子，他们都是有公有母，就是一对这样这有公有母的，那我的那个配偶在哪里呢?
But after forming Eve, and the Lord presents another word that is used in Ephesians, but I digress. When the Lord brings Eve to Adam, oh, Adam breaks forth in poem.
那当耶和华造成一个女人，领她到那人跟前，马上亚当就有一首诗出来。
And what he says really is kind of, oh, finally, this is bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh.
在那个原文它有一个语气在那里就是哦，我终于看到这是我的骨中之的骨肉中的肉
Oh, finally something that corresponds to me
是那个与我相对相称的
She is me She is my bone She is my flesh Do you see?
甚至可以说她就是我她是我的骨她是我的肉
So if you were to ask What is the church?
那所以如果你问什么是教会
Oh, exactly the same principle.
那我想这是同样的原则。
You could say the church is Christ, period. Full stop. No other material comes into the formation of the church.
教会就是基督，因为没有其他的材料，其他的任何来造作，来造成这个教会。
Of course, there is you and me. Yes, I'm not saying that you're not there.
当然是的你和我都在这个教会当中我不是说我们已经不在了
But you see is you and me in this regenerated new creation new nature which is a Christ nature that is what forms the church and that's period full stop we add nothing to that
但是是你和我里面这个重生的生命你和我里面的这个基督的这个在一起成为了这个教会。
Now go back a little bit to Caesarea Philippi, and you see exactly the same principle with a different imagery.
如果我们回到凯撒利亚菲利比，我们就看到同样的原则在另一幅图画中被显出来。
Because Peter here is saying he's receiving a revelation, or he's actually articulating a revelation that he received and became clearer and clearer and clearer, and now he's confessing it with all clarity.
这里我们看到彼得在那里逐渐逐渐的来得着这个启示，来有这个认识。
And did you notice that there is a correspondence here? Because Peter says, you are the Christ. When the Lord says, okay, who people say that I am? Oh, and many, many answers. Oh, a prophet, Jeremiah, Elijah. How about you? What do you say I am?
这里我们看到主首先问门徒说，人说我是谁呢？那他们说，哦，你是这个，你是那个。然后之后主说，你们说我是谁？
And Peter says, you are the Christ.
彼得就回答他说，你是基督。
But almost right away, the Lord Jesus says, oh, but you are Peter.
然后但是之后主的回答是说，
And upon this rock I will build my church.
但主的回答是，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这。
And here you have a correspondent.
所以我们就看到一个对称。
You are the Christ, says Peter about our Lord Jesus. Our Lord Jesus replies, and you are Peter.
这里一面这里彼得对主说你是基督、然后主耶稣就对彼得说你是彼得。
Now, as probably most of us know and have heard so many times, it bears repeating and it's worth repeating. Peter means just a stone.
我想大家都已经听过也知道彼得的意思就是一个小石头。
A relatively small stone.
就是一个比较小的石头。
And the Lord Jesus here is using an image. He's saying, you're Peter, you're a stone.And upon this rock, which refers to himself, or if you want to be more precise, refers to that confession that Peter made about the Lord Jesus. At the end of the day, it's him. I am the rock, but you're a stone of the same nature. But you're the rock, the little one. I am the foundation, the stone.
主在这里好像有一个小小的文字的游戏一样，就告诉彼得说，你是彼得，你是这个小石头，你要建造在那个磐石上，那这个磐石就是指着主自己，或者也可以说更准确的说，是这个磐石就是彼得的那个任性，你是基督，是永生神的儿子，而这个小石头和这个磐石就是一个同样的性质。
I totally forgot my brother. I'm sorry. I have to remind you also that that word Christ simply means the anointed one, the man of the spirit.
我们也知道基督的意思就是受膏者。
That's our Lord Jesus.
这就是我们的主耶稣。
In his perfect humanity.
在他完全的人性里面。
Full of the spirit.
他是一个受膏者，就是被圣灵完全所膏的。
The one to whom the spirit was given. Remember what it says? Without measure.
我们知道就是在他的身上圣灵是没有限量的。
He's the anointed.
因为他是受膏者。
And who are we by nature?
我们是什么人呢?
Oh, we are flesh.
我们不过是属肉体的。
By nature, we are the opposite. We have nothing to do with that nature.
就是照着我们本性来说，与那个受膏者是完全不同的。
But when John the Baptist, his main testimony about the Lord Jesus is this, he will baptize you, he will plunge you, immerse you into the Holy Spirit and fire.
但我们记得使徒施洗约翰他的宣告，他说是他这一位要来的，他要把用圣灵来向为你们施洗，就是要把你们浸在这个圣灵的里面。
He'll give you a nature that is not yours by nature. He'll bring you into something that you don't belong into by nature, but he'll do that.He'll baptize you in the Holy Spirit.
换句话说，他要把你们带进一个与你们本性相不同的里面，就把你们。浸在这个圣灵的里面。
Now do you understand? You are the Christ, says Peter. You are the anointed, the man of the Spirit.
所以你这时候看彼得的回答，他说你是基督，你是受膏者。
And when the Lord Jesus said, oh, and you are Peter, he's saying, now there is a correspondence of natures between you and me, Peter. I am the rock, you are a stone. But it's different scales, let me put it that way, but the same nature.
我主这里能够回答说你是彼得，我们有这个同样的性质的，现在虽然你是那个小的石头，我是那个磐石。
His life, his nature given to us by grace.
但是如今靠着恩典，他的本性，他这个生命的本性，他的生命被给了我们。
But then our Lord says, and upon this rock himself, I will build my church. In other words, Peter, you are one of the stones of this building.
然后 主说，在我这个磐石上要建造我的教会，而彼得你就是这个建造的一部分。
But you see, one stone upon a foundation doesn't make a building, does it?
但是如果说一个大的磐石，一个根基上面只有一块石头，这也不能称作一个建筑。
And right away, you have another essential aspect of what the church means.
所以马上我们就要再看到一个关乎教会的很重要的一面。
It's a corporate entity.Peter is one of the stones. Oh, but there will be many other living stones, as he says in his first epistle, chapter 2. We are not going to read the verse, but anyway.
对，是的，彼得他是一块石头，但是教会是一个团体的，是一个这些众多的这个活石被都放在一起。
Many stones that share in the nature of the rock, the foundation, that life of Christ, and that they're being built up together.
而这些活石都有同一个生命的本质，一个来源就是那磐石，这些活石要被建造在一起。
I will build my church. That is the nature.
而这个性质上面，这就成为了教会的性质，就是我要建造我的教会。
Now, brothers and sisters, I think it's more important that perhaps most of the times we realize to really be clear before the Lord about the natureOf the church.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我想我们是有必要在主面前来明白思想他教会的本质。
Unless we are clear by God's grace that the church is just Christ and nothing more, you know what happens?
如果我们不在主面前有这个清楚的认识，说是的，教会就是基督。
What ends up being built up is anything but the church.
如果我们不明白这一点，那我们建造教会。就是把教会建造的不成是教会。
Can you imagine? Now we are saved by the Lord's grace. Thank the Lord.
是的，我们如今靠着他恩典已经得救。
And then we come together.
然后我们聚在一起。
And I bring my idea, full of good intentions, of course. You bring your idea, full of good intentions. What ends up being built?
那然后我带着我的意思来，你带着你的意思来，虽然都可能是好的想法。
Oh, no, no, no. There is one builder of the church.Christ himself.
那我们这样如果建造的话，建造出来的是什么呢？不是的，教会只有一个建造的人。
The only material that can ever go into that building is Christ himself.
也只有一个材料能够被放进这个教会的建造里面。
If anything of Adamic nature intrudes, the building suffers.
如果你是带着亚当的这个特本性来放在教会里面，这个教会要受苦。
And by that I mean, if anything of my own energy, of my own wisdom, of my own methods, they get into that building, oh, something will suffer. It's not what the Lord is after.
如果是我自己的能力，我自己的聪明，我自己的想法带进来，这个教会就要受亏损。
I will build my church.
因为主说我要建造我的教会。
No.As you notice, I'm just asking a few questions about this and going very, very shallow in each one of them. But I think it's to give us a kind of a sense of this vast, vast thing.
那我想我有一些问题，但我们只是很浅显的来回答，要就当然我们略略的看一下教会的这个意象是何等的大。
I just ask, what is the nature, the essential nature of the church? And we believe that the answer is clear, is Christ.Christ himself corporately.
那我已经问了这个问题，教会的本质是什么？就是基督。基督在他团体的被这个造出来就是教会。
But let me ask another question.
那我再问一个问题。
What is the mission of the church?
那教会它的目的是什么？
What is her main business, if I can use that word?
或者如果说教会它的教会的使命是什么，或者教会的目的是什么？
No, I'm sure that if I were to ask here, write down what you think is the, you know, what is the business of the church?
如果问说教会它的这个功用是什么？
I suspect we were going to find many answers in the line. Well, the church is here on earth to preach the gospel.
那我想可能大家有不同的答案。你可以说教会在地上是为了传福音。
And is that true?
是这样吗？
Of course it is true.
是的，是这样。
It's an essential part of her mission, of her business, is to preach the gospel.
是的，传福音是教会的使命的一项。
But perhaps others would say, oh, no, no, wait, it goes beyond that. The church is left here to make disciples, which goes beyond just preaching the gospel. Make disciples from all nations.
那可能有的人会说，不是的，那个大使命说的是你要使万民做我的门徒，所以不仅是传福音，你要使人做门徒，这是教会的目的。
And I ask the same question, is that true?
这是真实的吗？
Of course it is.
是的。
It's our Lord Jesus that said that.
因为这是主耶稣所说的。
Go through all the earth, make disciples from all nations.
因为你们要去，要使万民做我的门徒。
But my question goes beyond just what are the individual kind of aspects of that mission? How can we, in a way, state what is the fundamental mission?Of the church.
那可能我想问的是，不是这一项一项的教会的使命，而是教会那个根基、那个根本的使命是什么？
Something that includes all those things, but at the same time goes way beyond any of those individual things.
这个根本的使命是包含了上述所想啊，一项一项，但是是比这些更大的。
Brother Sparks, he has a quote that I find very helpful.
那史百克弟兄有一个有一句话，我觉得很有帮助。
He speaks of.The tragedy, which we are so prone to fall in that tragedy, the tragedy of making apart the whole.
就是他讲到我们常常有一个悲剧，就是喜欢把部分当成全部。
And that means that sometimes we say, the church is here to preach the gospel, and that becomes the whole thing.
那就一个打个比方，就是当我们说教会是传要传福音，有人就把传福音当成教会全部。
The church is here to make disciples.Very true, but sometimes we may make of those things the whole thing.
那有时候有人说教会要使人做门徒，那也是没错，但是有的人就把这当成教会的全部。
So if that is not the case, what is, we're trying to explore that. What, how can we state what is the business of the church? Why does the Lord left us here and just didn't take us up to heaven?
所以我还是问这个问题，到底教会的功用是什么？为什么主还把我们存留在地上，而没有把我们就直接带到天上去呢？
Perhaps it's a consequence of what's her essential nature.
那我想这与她的这个本性是有相关的。
And what I mean is this, if the only material that goes into the church is Christ himself,
因为我们讲到唯一能够建造教会的材料就是基督。
If she shares his glorious nature,
那他是否就有也得着这个同样荣耀的本质呢？
Couldn't it be that her reason of existing is simply to express him? And all that goes into that expressing him, yes, preaching the gospel, making disciples, but is way more than just individual activities.
换句话说，教会是否就是应当彰显他的这个本质，就是基督？教会在那里发表彰显基督，这会包括那一些具体的事项。
Again, Brother Sparks has another phrase that helps me to understand this matter.
那史百克弟兄也有另外的提到一个帮助我的。
He says something in the lines that, you know, the main business of the church is to learn.Christ.
他说教会最重要的功用就是要学习基督。
And by learning Christ, what he means is that, okay, you were given the life of Christ. Thank the Lord for that.
他说学习基督的意思是这样。他说是的，你已经得着了基督的生命。
But now through our lives, we are to experience this wondrous person that was given to us.
你有了这个生命，你就要开始去经历这个完美的生命。
And that individually and corporately together.
并且是个人的也是团体的。
If the Lord has made a stones that he's building upon the foundation, oh, it's our business, brothers and sisters, to express him and him alone.
如果主已经使我们成为了他这个磐石上的这个石头，那我们的功用就是要来发表。
Now,I just mentioned two metaphors of the church so far.
那我也提到了已经教会的两个的图画。
She is a spiritual house.
那第一个就是它是一个灵宫属灵的建筑。
Caesarea Philippi.
就在凯撒的菲利亚那里。
Living stones being placed carefully, very precisely by the builder upon the foundation. That is the church.
教会是那建造它的人很小心的，很精密的，把一块一块的活石来建造在一起。
And that house is meant to be the habitation of God himself. He used to feel so at home, let me put it that way, that he can dwell there.
而这个建筑，这个所建造出来的，要是成为神可居住的地方，是他可以称为家的地方。
There is another metaphor that we explore. She's the bride of Christ.
那这是教会的一幅图画。另一幅我们常常用来讲教会的，就是她是心腹。
So it was to Adam, wasn't it?
就像夏娃对于亚当来说一样。
Adam's counterpart.
就是亚当他的这个配偶。
That is what the church is to the Lord Jesus.
这就是教会对于基督的所是。
And brothers and sisters, never make this just a matter of kind of, you know, just a business kind of thing. Okay, I'm a counterpart. No, this is in eternal love.
哦、弟兄姊妹们，这个我们可能有时候小看了这个，这不是只是暂时的，这是到永远的一个。
He loved us to bring us into this relationship. Otherwise, there will be no way at all for us to be in such a relationship.
因为是主因着他的爱，他把我们带到他与他的这个关系当中。
And once you're saved and you're in this relationship is nurtured, is preserved through all eternity.In love.
当你一旦得救了，你被主带进这个关系当中，这个关系就要在那里保守你，在那里把他的爱表达出来，是直到永远的一个关系。
Isn't that how the Bible concludes?
这是不是圣经的结尾就是这样告诉我们的
？The marriage of the Lamb and His bride.
因为圣经的结尾就给我们看到有羔羊与心腹的婚宴。
The eternal purpose accomplished.
那就是那他永远的旨意得着的成就。
Okay, very well. Those are two metaphors. The house and the bride.
这就是我们常常用的两幅图画，那个家，那个殿，以及心腹。
But here's a third one that is emphasized especially in the book of Ephesians.
那我想在以弗所书中还有第三幅的图画。
The church is the body of Christ.
教会是基督的身体。
He is the head, we are the body.
他是元首，我们是他的身体。
And that speaks of so many things.
这讲出了许多。
But let me put it in simple terms. There is a relationship in life between the head. Think on your head and your body. Oh, there is a vital relationship. Very, very living between head and body.
因为我们看我们自己也知道，我们的头和我们的身体是有一个很至关重要的关系。
If you separate them,Do the math. What happens?
因为你不可能把他们分开。如果分开，你也知道要发生什么。
No life whatsoever. It is a dead body. You know that.
因为如果头和身体分开，那就是死人了。
Now, think for a second. What is a body for? What is a body for?
那我们来思想，那这个身体它的功用是什么？
Suppose that you had a head, and suppose that for whatever reason your head could be autonomous and didn't have a body.
如果我们能够是想象一个画面，说这个头能够自己就在那里存在。
Oh, the head is it can work as wonderfully as you know as any head, right? All those thoughts, all those plans, but what would it be a head without a body?
如果这个头还是可以在那里思想，在那里做这个头该做的事情，但是没有这个身体，会发生什么呢
？The plans will be there, the purposes will be there, but there will be no.Vehicle for expressing those plans, those purposes.
我们可以这么说，就是他这个可以有那些想法，有那些意志，但是却没有一个器皿，一个载具把这些表达出来。
What is the body of Christ, brothers and sisters, which is a picture of the church?
所以教会的这幅图画，基督的身体到底要说出什么
？A vehicle, that means a vessel that can express all the thoughts.All the intentions, everything that is in the head, the Lord Jesus himself can be expressed through his body, the church.
就是教会，它是一个承载的工具，是一个器皿，它要把它的元首基督的一切来发表出来。
Now when people look at that body, at the body of a person, what do they say?
那同时我们念一念来想，当有人看到一个身体，他会怎么想？
See, here I have my brother, right? Colin.
就像看到我。
You know, when I meet him, I don't say, oh, here's Colin's body. I see the body of Colin.
你不会对看到一个人对他说，这是 Colin 的身体。
You look at his body and say, here's Colin.
因为你会说，这就是这个 Colin 这个人。
His body is just himself. It expresses a personality. The person of Colin. But what is in view here is not just a body in itself. What you see is the person.
你看到这个人、你看到这个身体，你就与这个人是联系在一起的。这个身体也发表出这个人来。
What is the church?
那教会是什么
？Oh, a corporate entity that is to express not the church herself, Christ, that person.
教会是一个团体, 是一个发表, 但发表的不是教会自己, 而是发表基督。
I just want to use the last few minutes to wrap up this. I'm very conscious of a very scattered kind of brainstorming or initial exploration as I'm thinking about it.
我想今天好像我们在头脑风暴一样来点了几个教会的不同的方面。
But let me say this. By grace, brothers and sisters. And if you read Ephesians, that's one word. It's about the church. The whole book is about the church, which is the body of Christ.
但是结尾的时候我想提到以弗所书这里所表明的基督所讲出来的教会是基督的身体。
But you know, in that very short epistle, just six chapters,
这个七章这么短短的一个书信,
there is a word that appears no less than nine times.
这里在短短的这六章里面, 有一个词出现了九次,
grace.
就是个词就是恩典,
the grace of God. And oftentimes, as Paul does, he starts piling adjectives to that word.
因为我们知道保罗写信写作常常他喜欢把许多的形容词堆叠在那里。
Not just grace, it's the riches of his grace.
所以他会说是他恩典的丰富。
You see, because that's what the church is the result of. It comes all out of his grace, of undeserved love for us.
所以像他会想到丰富的恩典，这就是教会的那个源头，因为就是从不是说教会配得的，而是这个丰富的恩典里面这个爱里面的教会才能够出来。Now
think about it for a second.
我们这样来思想,
you are called to be united to God the Son. Not in deity. Let me be very clear. You're united with that person, deity aside, but one.
因为我们知道我们都被呼召来与基督联合，当然这个不是说我们与他的这个神性联合，但是我们是与这个基督的来联合。That's
your portion in the Lord. And once you are saved, oh, the Holy Spirit made it a reality. Even if you don't feel it, even if there are things in your life that seem to contradict it, He made that union a reality.
而你一旦得救了，圣灵就来做这个工，使你这个联合与他、与基督的联合来发表出来。虽然有时候我们身体、我们的生命中还有许多与这个联合相违背的。And
our calling, brothers and sisters, is through all eternity, starting now, but through all eternity, to together express the one to whom we were united.
而我们也就得着了这个呼召。 从现在一直到永远, 我们都要来发表我们的这个联合。
We are called to be his bride.
我们被呼召来做他的心腹。
Oh, the love that he has for us.
Oh, 是他的爱得着了我们。
Oh, it's not just something that happened 2,000 years ago when he died.
这不是只是2000年前他为我们死的时候所发生的。
It's an eternal love that began there, not even began there, began in eternal times, but it's going to go through all eternity.
这里有一个永远的爱，都不只是2000年前开始，是从永远的里面开始，一直到永远。
We are called to be the body of Christ, a vehicle that expresses Him.
我们也被呼召来做他的身体，成为一个发表他的器皿。
His house, a place where He can dwell.
成为他的家，他可以居住的所在。
It's an immense calling, don't you think?
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个何等大的呼召！
What grace behind it? What privilege?
这是何等的恩典，何等的权利给了我们！
But as you know, when such grace is given, so immense, when such privilege is given to us, that brings with itself immense implications, if I can use that word.
所以我也想说，我们既承受了这样大的恩典。
And this should be very clear. If Christ and Christ alone is the material of the church, think about it. Oh, there is something there that we all have to be on our guard, not to let anything else intrude.
那就是如果我们明白唯有基督是建造教会的材料，那我们是否应当警醒，不让任何其他的。
So let me give you just a few examples, and this is far from complete. Just a few examples. What are these implications then for us? Very practical matters that are implications of the fact that we are called to be an expression of Christ.
我也想提到一些实际的点，当然这不是一个完全的例子，但是让我们能够来应用思想，我们被他呼召。
First, Christ has to be head and head indeed.
首先，基督是否是元首，是那唯一的元首。
It's not a theory, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，这不是一个道理。
You see, think on your body for a second.
就像我们思想我们自己的身子。
Suppose for a second that your hand, your right hand, had a mind of its own.
我们想，如果某一天你的右手突然有他自己的想法。
And the head is saying, right hand, grab the bottle and drink a little water.
如果有一天你的头对你的手说，你要去拿这个水瓶喝水。
A practical illustration.
我就举，这是一个很。
But suppose that the right hand says, "No, you know what? No, I don't feel like doing that."
但你哪一天你的右手突然说，哦，我今天不想做这件事情。
Oh, what body can work if the head is not head in reality?
对，如果这个元首没有这个元首的地位，那这个身子怎么做工作呢？
I will build my church, says our Lord.
我们的主说，我要建造我的教会。
Do you see the implication? He has, for that to happen, oh, he has to be head and head in reality on each one of us, on each member.
那我想，如果是要成为实际，那他在我们每一位的身上都要来做这个头。
It's very interesting because our Lord says, I will build my church.
是的，我们主说，我要建造我的教会。
But there are many other verses that show that we, the body itself, is building herself up in love. That's Ephesians 4:16, Prince.
但是在以弗所书四章十六节那里也说，身体渐渐增长。
I will build my church, and the body is building herself up. Who is building? Is the Lord Jesus, or is the members of the body?
主说他建造他的教，他要建造他的教会，但这里又说身体渐渐增长，那是谁在建造呢？
Oh, but you know what? When he's head indeed on each member of the body, when he's really, he has his authority. Yes, each member will simply obey the command of the head. So at the end of the day, even though the members are doing something, it's the head which is coordinating everything, responsible for everything.
哦，如果我们都能够持定这个元首的话，是的，身体是我们每一个肢体在那里渐渐增长，但是都是出于元首，那我们就是来发表基督。
The test of that headship is always one and one alone.
但然后这个你是否知道，你持定元首，这总是有一个这样的测验。
Remember what our Lord says: Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say?
就是主也说过，为什么你们称呼我主啊主啊，却不照着我的吩咐去行。
His headship will always be tested on that basis. Are we obeying his word? That's it.
他，我们是否持定元首，总是在这个很简单的测试上，就是我们是否遵从主的话。
And of course, we are very good in deceiving ourselves on that matter.
但我们也知道，我们常常很容易欺骗自己。
I'm thinking on myself, not in anybody else.
我也想举我自己的例子。
No word. Because we can very easily, selectively, get the parts of the word that we like, that somehow are easy for us, and ignore the ones, and you know, I don't like that so much, so I'll ignore it.
因为我们很喜欢来拣选神的话，就挑我们喜欢的来遵行，我们不喜欢的就忽略。
Oh, how is he going to build his church?
那主要如何建造他的教会？
As he's head indeed, and as we live by, not just word, by bread alone,but by every, and I emphasize that, every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
是否他是元首？是否我们活着不是单靠食物，而是靠他口里所出的一切话？
Another implication.
另外一个我们可以应用的地方。
Think of the relatedness of the members of the body.
是讲到我们肢体的相连。
It's the same picture as the house, as the living souls, but let's think on the body for a sec.
我想一个建筑也是同样的道理，但我们先想身体这个比喻。
They are all interrelated under the head.
就是在这个元首之下，这个肢体都是相连的。
Now think for a second that this is my right hand gives you a lot of trouble. That starts saying, you know what? I like every member of the body except my left foot. I cannot stand the left foot.And you know, and there comes a bickering between my right hand and my left foot for whatever reason.
我再用我的右手举例子，如果有一天我的右手说我不喜欢我的左脚。
Suppose that that happens in your body, and that they start one starts kicking the other. What happens to your body?
如果这真的发生了，我的右手我的左脚打架，这会发生什么
？Oh, brothers and sisters, there is a relatedness in the body.
弟兄姊妹们，你们看到吗？在身体里面，肢体相连。
It's an implication of this matter. I will build my church. It will only happen if the members, each one of them, are interrelated in the love of Christ.
所以主要建造他的教会，唯有当肢体能够在爱里相系的时候。
And you see what I mean, that there is no space for anything but Christ.
所以这些都是要讲出我这个教会的材料只有基督。
I'll give an example to you. It's very easy for me to say, you know what? I love all the brothers. Let me be a little more kind of honest here. I love 99.999% of brothers and sisters. I'm doing so well.
我想再举个例子，我是否可以说我喜欢我们当中 99.9% 的弟兄姊妹？
But there is that one. I cannot stand that one. And that one. But I love everybody else. Oh, brothers and sisters. If we hold deep down in our hearts, even if in a very kind of concealed way, discreet way, you could say, if we hold grudges against one another.
弟兄姊妹们，常常我们也能把这些想法隐藏下来，但是你心中暗暗的与这个弟兄或姊妹有这个间隙。
If I have reservations, oh, that's an easy one to have. You know, I close my heart against it. Being very civil, I'm not saying anything. Oh, but my heart is as close as it gets to a member of the body of Christ for whom the Lord Jesus died.
我甚至可以说，我是一个很有礼貌教养的人，我也会对他很有礼貌，但是我的心就是向着这个人是关闭的，但是这个人是主为他而死的人。
If I nurture a critical spirit against my brothers and sisters, even when there may be failings in their sight.
是的，甚至有的弟兄姊妹他们在那里有跌倒的时候，我的理念在这里论断他们的时候。
Do you see that that amounts to a body that is in civil war? The right hand fighting the left foot?
是否你也可以看到这好像与这个右手和左脚相争有一点的相关系？
Can there be, brothers and sisters, any true expression of Christ if the body is in that condition?
所以弟兄姊妹们，如果你的身体是这样的情形，是否基督还能够发表出来？
I stop here in everything, implications and all.
所以我要把我这些应用的方面先停住。
But again, brothers and sisters, I think our prayer should be what Paul says in Ephesians at the very beginning of the epistle.
那我想我们可以有一个祷告，就是在以弗所书一开头。
Which is the same which is happening in Caesarea Philippi.
好，这与凯撒利亚菲利比所发生的是遥遥相对。
We can only see something so vast, so immense, so full of grace and love. It can only be seen by revelation.
就是我们要看到这个这么大的一个题目的时候，是的，我们需要启示。
Blessed are you, Simon Barjona. It was not flesh and blood that revealed this. My Father revealed it to you.
就像主耶稣对彼得说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的，这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我的天上的父所指示你的。
That's a revelation of who he is.
这就是一个启示，关于主耶稣的自己。
But then our Lord says, I also say to you, he adds to that revelation, and then he says, I will build.
然后主在这个启示上加上说，我要告诉你，我要指示你，我要建造我的教会。
Oh, may the Lord give us, brothers and sisters, such revelation, because I cannot get it with any amount of mental energy that I put in that. It's not enough in itself. We need that revelation to see something so wondrous, so vast, so immense.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要明白这个题目，我们需要启示，因为这不是我们靠着我们自己的头脑来思想能够来想清楚的。
A spirit of wisdom and revelation in the full knowledge of Christ.
愿意那启示和智慧的灵
Christ corporate.
能够把基督启示在你们里。
So Lord, that's our prayer.
主，这是我们的祷告。
That indeed, Lord, as we are so conscious that this matter is so beyond us,
我们很清楚地明白，这个题目远超我们自己所能了解的。
That the amount of grace and love is something that can be almost overwhelming, and almost something that we are tempted not to believe it.
就是这其中的恩典和爱都超过我们的想象，甚至我们不能够相信。
We pray, Lord, give us indeed that spirit of wisdom and revelation in your full knowledge.
哦，但是主，我们求你给我们那启智慧和启示的灵，让我们完全的知道你。
Allow us to see, Lord, the vastness of such grace that called us to be a counterpart of your Son.
让我们能够常遇常，我们能够明白一点，你这个给我们这样的恩典，你呼召我们来做你的配偶。
As we see it, Lord, as we see such grace, oh, no cost is high enough. Nothing, no sacrifice can be considered too much.
哦，主，如果我们看到你这样的恩典，我们能够明白，没有什么代价是太大的。
We pray all these things, Lord, so that you may get what you're after.
哦，主，这是我们的祷告，你得着你所要得着的。
And we ask in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. We are dismissed.
我们散会。
Thank you, brother.